In downtown Memphis, you'll find part of a restored motel. It's a place that would probably have been long forgotten if not for the tragedy that took place here. Today, it is a pilgrimage site and museum that honors the work of a man who we honor each January with a holiday. The story is next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
It was the night of April 3rd at Mason Temple in Memphis. Martin Luther King Jr. wasn't planning to speak, but a large crowd wanted to hear him.
That was a powerful speech where he was talking about getting to the promised land, and he didn't plan to speak that night, actually.
Russ Wigginton says the next evening, King was at the motel, preparing to go to dinner, as he had many times in Memphis.
Well, he was on his way to dinner at a local pastor's house, Reverend Samuel Billy Kyles. He and the folks who traveled with him, many of them, Andrew Young and Jesse Jackson and Ralph Abernathy, and he was on the balcony.
While looking down from the second-story balcony, visiting with some of his group below, at 6:01 p.m., shots rang out. James Earl Ray would eventually be apprehended for the murder of King, although he may have been a part of a larger effort to kill the civil rights leader.
Actually, for close to 20 years, it was an eyesore for Memphis, and I think in many ways we tried to erase it. We didn't want to think about it.
The dilapidated motel was still a pilgrimage site for people to honor King in the early 80s. Some local citizens worked to restore part of the motel and construct the attached Civil Rights Museum that opened in 1991.
People literally still come to pay homage to Dr. King here. We have a really high number. Between 10-15% of our visitors are international. People come from all over the world to pay their respects here.
There's an outstanding museum that not only honors King, but shares the story of the Civil Rights Movement and the ongoing work that King inspired, seeking equal rights and opportunities for all through peaceful means. Traveling the countryside in Memphis, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCrae.